AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. In the NBA, Dallas bolstered its quest for home court advantage by topping the Bucks 118-112. The Mavs' Jalen Brunson says since the All-Star game, accountability has been the key.
Just the attention to detail, little things. That's basically kind of just waking up and holding each other accountable, doing the things that we know how to do. Just a wake-up call, that's all.
Dallas is in fourth place in the West, two games ahead of Denver, which defeated the Lakers. Another surging side is Boston, which pounded Washington 144-102. The Celtics moved past the aforementioned Bucks to take over the second seed. Miami went north of the border and held off Toronto 114-109. Heat guard Max Struss said good ball movement enabled him to score a team-high 23.
You know, second half, we kind of figured out what was going to hurt them and, you know, kickouts and moving the ball. So I was the beneficiary of a lot of good ball movement, just made open shots when I had them.
Other NBA winners included the Sixers and Warriors. Hockey, Minnesota remained hot by thumping the Capitals 5-1. Dave Ferry has details.
Joel Eriksson Ek scored his career-high 20th and 21st goals while drawing an assist. Marcus Foligno built on one career-high with his 20th goal and set up another with his 16th assist in Minnesota's ninth win in 10 games.
It was also a good day for the Panthers as they clinched a playoff berth by winning at Buffalo 5-3. Florida coach Andrew Brunette.
We have so much to play for. And for me, regardless of the other accolades or conference or division, we just want to make sure we're playing our best.
Among other NHL winners, the Oilers and Golden Knights. Back to hoops, South Carolina won the women's championship when it got the best of UConn 64-49. The Gamecocks have their second title, while after winning 11 championships, the Huskies lost in the final for the first time. Meanwhile, the men's championship is up for grabs Monday when North Carolina meets Kansas. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.